USA News. I'm Corey Myers. Winning the lottery certainly could make for a happy new year. The Mega Millions jackpot soaring to $785 million after no one matched all six numbers in Friday's drawing.
Tuesday's Mega Millions prize is getting close to the billion-dollar mark after nobody correctly picked all six numbers in Friday night's drawing, although one person in Ohio is $1 million richer after matching the five white balls. The jackpot will be the fourth largest in the game's history at $785 million. Lottery officials say the cash option is less than half that at $395 million. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Georgia and TCU headed to the college football playoff championship. Yes, you heard correctly. Georgia and TCU.
In the biggest upset since the playoff system was created, third seed Texas Christian upended unbeaten number 2 Michigan 51-45 at the Fiesta Bowl Saturday. TCU is the first Big 12 team to punch a ticket to the title game in the college football playoff era. It was the highest combined score in Fiesta Bowl history. I'm Jerry Marmesh.
Three NYPD officers, one a rookie who was working his first day on the job, were stabbed by a man with a machete just blocks from the New Year's Eve party in Times Square. The suspect identified as 19-year-old Trevor Bickford of Maine. He was shot in the shoulder by police after the stabbings and was transported to the hospital. The officers and the suspect recovering. Imagine being on a 400-foot Ferris wheel enjoying the view when it stops and doesn't go again. That's what happened to dozens of riders on the Orlando wheel at Florida's Icon Park Saturday night. Over 80 firefighters responded to help dozens of people to safety. Thankfully, no one was injured. Authorities saying a small fire at the base of the ride was the cause of a power outage. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right, no fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
USA News. 2022.
A victory lap for President Biden and Democrats following November's midterm elections.
While the press and the pundits are predicting a giant red wave, it didn't happen.
Republicans failed to regain a majority in the Senate, but did retake the House with a smaller margin than expected.
Normal candidates won. The Trump candidates had a bad night.
Democrats called it a referendum on the former president, one that came after the House January 6th committee unveiled a mountain of allegations that Trump tried many ways to overturn the 2020 election and inspired the violence at the U.S. Capitol.
He is unfit for any office.
Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney, the House panel sent to the Justice Department four criminal referrals naming the former president. Long before that, the FBI executed a search warrant at Trump's Florida office, coming away with what it says were several classified documents that the former president improperly took from the White House. The former vice president is not in favor of charging Trump.
But I don't know that it's criminal to take bad advice from lawyers.
And Trump himself is forging on.
In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for president of the United States.
2022 in review. I'm Richard Johnson.
I hate the struggle of tough, greasy messes on my stovetop. So I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
When I'm frustrated with stubborn bathtub soap scum, I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
Mr. Clean Clean Freak delivers an innovative cleaning experience with a powerful, deep cleaning mist that starts working on contact to break down tough messes in seconds.
Just freak,
wipe,